We're back to the Neil Haley Show and small business, talking about the pandemic, things that, you know, all of us did that. I took that shift when I literally thought the world was going down and found out, oh, it's okay. So my guest today, Oreste Diversa, is going to talk about it. How are you, Oreste? Thanks for stopping by, man.
Well, thanks very much for having me on as a guest. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about what motivated you to write Life Beyond the Pandemic.
Well, when the pandemic first started, I was getting concerned that people were losing their livelihoods, both jobs and small businesses. And what was happening as the pandemic went on, there was more and more of this job loss and loss of livelihood. And unfortunately, a lot of these jobs and small businesses are not coming back.
They're not coming back. And so they have to figure out something else. Your own career history is rather diverse. How did your background help you in putting this book together?
Well, my background, I originally, you know, majored in criminal justice, political science when I went to college. Like so many other people, I graduated. Unfortunately, there was no work for me to go to. I ended up doing 20 years in the computer industry. At that point, I started running my own business as a consultant. And also became a interfaith minister. What happened from there is I'm an only child that took care of my parents until they transitioned for about 18 years. So I learned that I had to do many different things. And one of the main things that life showed me is I had to restart my whole life over, having lost everything, taking care of my parents.
You're commended, definitely a caregiver, and congratulations for doing that, because that's such a powerful thing you're doing. And when you think about only child, well, we have something in common. I'm an only child as well. So there you go. We can't always find only child. So
yep.
Okay. We have a different mindset beyond belief. It's one that can annoy people, but also is very helpful, I guess, in our vocabulary. When you're an only child, you develop a huge vocabulary. You learn about being independent and not have a have to, you can learn to entertain yourself, which is another thing great about being an only child. All right, your book talks about rebuilding your life or starting over. Is that just applicable for people who have experienced significant changes over the past year, or can anyone else use these tools to improve their life?
Well, the book, you know, the catalyst was the pandemic, but the book can be used by anyone to restart their lives. Because what's happening is besides the pandemic, you have people who are going through career transitions. I'm sure you've known and seen, you know, I've read your profile and bio, and I've seen you restarted again. And the truth of the matter is the work world has changed, and people need to be prepared to have 2 and 3, 4 different careers in their lifetimes. Number one. Number two, obviously, there's economic conditions. You know, certain jobs have a shelf life as opposed to having a profession, you know, doctor, lawyer, accountant, things of that nature. But if you are part of the marketplace, you're at the mercy of the marketplace. So the book was designed really to start over at any point in time in your life. The twist of the book really is, I believe we're all here for a reason, a life purpose. So the book has a more spiritual slant to it and starts the person on their spiritual journey, because I believe if you know what you're here for, as the saying goes, you'll never work a day in your life. And I believe we're all here for a reason and a purpose, directly and indirectly.
Yeah, definitely. We are here for a reason and purpose. And people meet based on specific situations. And, oh, I met you based on, you know, just, hey, a great topic and a great discussion. Now, when you talk about, and so I'm going to kind of transition you into, well, you know, we got some good background in all this. What people are you looking to help most with this book? Is it for everyone or is it for specific people?
Well, it really can be meant for everyone, but realistically, it's those folks, as I mentioned previously, who have lost jobs, who have lost livelihoods. And when I say livelihood, we mean, you know, they might have been small business owners. And what's happened is their businesses are no longer viable anymore. Furthermore, we have people who had jobs, and those jobs are not there anymore. So, but by the same token, you have people who have reached a certain point in their life where they're viewing their lives as, okay, I'm done with this segment of my life. Maybe a job has reached its 20 years max. Maybe the kids have grown up. Maybe people are retired, but they really don't want to just stop being involved in life. So it's really meant for anyone who really wants to start over and really reboot their lives. But realistically, it's for those folks who have some work history or some history in the workforce and things of that nature.
All right. So, okay, I'm totally understanding what you're talking about, who it is. And those people, a lot of times, have to figure out what to do. If small business fails, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Without question.
They could take a lot of their career skills and go. And I think that the biggest part of that whole thing is figuring out what to do next. So if you lost a specific job or your business, look at your skill sets and see how you can transition them to another area, right?
Without question. Without question. And the truth of the matter is, all of us have more skills and education that we know of.
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it. If you run a business, I mean, all the skills necessary to run a business. And now with the advent of the internet, the whole idea of making a living has been put on its ear, because now one can have a job and also have a business on the side. You know,
exactly.
You know, I'm 62. So the vernacular is, have a side gig.
Look 62, man. You don't look 62.
Thank you.
So
you can have a high, you know, the vernacular is a side hustle, and you can do both. Right. And, you know, and the, so people need to take a really serious skill inventory of themselves. Right. Besides the formal education people have. Yeah. There's also formal skill set, but people can do a lot more. Say someone's good with their hands. Okay. The amount of work that's available out there for someone's good with their hands is beyond. Say you go with technology. Technology is really analogous to medicine.
Right.
In that when we say the word technology, it's gone geometric, not linear. It didn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's gone 1, 2, 4, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because now there's the internet. There's building websites. There's internet. There's building apps, and the list goes on and on and on and on.
And
the applications
that need. If you figure out those skill sets, you can make it. Then you have to grow that personal brand, and you got to do the next thing. So once you have that skill set, you put together a business, a small business that's like, or a side hustle. You can't think that you're going to compete in a red ocean. You have to create that blue ocean strategy that Marie Forleo talked about. And then also you look at specifically enough. Are you in the right marketplace, and are you branded to be likable and someone who they want to work with? And as you saw my transition from teaching to then tutoring business, then moving my tutoring business onto my marketing business, which now is only focused on tribes and communities and building followers. I said, everyone else can build the websites. I can build websites. Yeah, I can do SEO. I can do all those things, but I want to do something no one else is doing and then try to be in the marketplace in that. And use my personal brand, which has grown for leaps and bounds from where I'm at.
Sure.
There's a lot of big things, your talents, your skill sets. Where can people purchase your book and learn more about you? Where can they go?
Well, they go to Amazon and also pick it up in any major bookstore to get the book. As a courtesy and as a thank you, they can go to my website, Life Beyond the Pandemic, and get a complimentary chapter for no charge or obligation.
All right. Well, I love the point you're making. You're helping small business owners a lot in the world to understand specifically, or people that, hey, there is an option. The problem is you have to want to dream that option, and you have to have a plan of action, and you have to look at what's the best thing, going to the workplace. I should put this interview on after I interviewed someone else, it's the workplace person or someone else. But I appreciate you coming by, and thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.